As the Feast of Unleavened Bread, called the Passover, was near, Jesus and his disciples and a great crowd of pilgrims had come to Jerusalem. The Jewish leaders had rejected Jesus and his teaching and were plotting to kill him. But he continued to teach the people in the temple courts. He told the crowds who gathered to hear him that the time for judgment on the world had come, and that Satan, the prince of this world, would be driven out. "But I, when I am lifted up from the earth," he said, "will draw all men to myself." This was a reference to the kind of death he was going to die, his death on the cross. Those who were listening could not understand what he meant. "How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up?" they said. "Who is this Son of Man?" Without giving a direct answer, Jesus spoke to them about the light he had come to give the world by his presence and his teaching. "You are going to have the light just a little while longer," he said. "Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Believe in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light." This was the last appeal Jesus made to the Jewish people. He knew that the nation was going to reject him. Many people, however, even among the leaders, believed in him, but the fear of being put out of the synagogue by the Pharisees prevented them from confessing their faith. For the last time, Jesus cried out, "When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. He who sees me sees the one who sent me. I am the light of the world. I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. Nor do I speak of my own accord. But the Father who sent me commanded me what to say, and I know that his command leads to eternal life." Then Jesus withdrew from the crowd so that he could teach his disciples. As they were leaving the temple area, one of them drew the Lord's attention to the massive stones and the impressive beauty of the buildings. This third temple, begun 50 years before, during the reign of Herod the Great, had replaced the second sanctuary built by the Israelites after their return from exile. The new building, which surpassed in size and beauty the former one, stood on the highest part of the temple grounds and was made of great blocks of white stone. Jesus said, "Do you see all these buildings? I tell you, not one stone will be left on another. They will all be thrown down." Some of the disciples came to question him privately. They were Peter and Andrew, James and John. "Tell us when these things will happen," they asked, "and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus then gave them a prophecy about the future of the world and the church. He stressed two main events, one very near and the other in the distant future. The first and most imminent was the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70, and then, at the end of the age, the Lord's return in glory. Jesus began by saying, "Be on your guard, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Christ,' and many will be deceived." Then he spoke of wars and natural disasters. "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom," he said. "There will be great famines, earthquakes, and pestilences in various places, fearful events, and great signs from heaven. Do not be afraid. Such things must happen first, but they do not mean that the end is near. You will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. Many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. False prophets will appear and deceive many people. Wickedness will increase, and the love of many will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Next episode, more about this great end-time prophecy.